Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Humanity is in a very dangerous position right now. Powerful corporations using military-grade psychological warfare programs are rolling out a biomedical tyranny worldwide. A world ID, a cashless society, a social credit score, a universal basic income, where every facet of your life is tracked, surveilled, and controlled. If you think the censorship and the surveillance you've seen so far by the deep state and big tech was bad, that is just the opening salvo of their attack. Humanity and all of our hard-fought liberties and freedoms and all of our safeguards are literally on the edge of a cliff. But without InfoWars on the air, the general public is not going to be aware of the enemy operations. We didn't just tell you about this whole poison shot rollout first 3 years ago on record. We're also telling you what's coming next. We track the enemy. They're preparing new bioweapon releases and new poison mRNA frankenshots. Ladies and gentlemen, my family, your family, is at the edge of a cliff. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the UN, the WHO is literally pushing us over into that cashless society hell grid, into that biomedical tyranny that will be even worse than what you see in communist China that is the current main laboratory of this control. We have to first recognize there is a cliff. We have to recognize that millions of people have been forced into these deadly shots and pushed over the cliff and died. Tens of millions more are sick and dying from these poison shots. Every one of you watching knows someone who took the shot and died or who became deathly ill. And their own documents show they know this is deadly. And what do? They push and push and push and say, well, it's up to you, but we'll take your rights and freedoms away if you don't take it. Stand up to the tyrants and think they own your body, that they own my body. And spread the word and share the articles and the videos like your life depends on it from InfoWars.com, because it does. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated, because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones' content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent, free press, working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, you've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, to fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people who can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I met him at the Great Wicked America tour, was already fully aware of his work, had a huge response when I was on his show. He's Pastor Dave Scarlett, and he's here. He's moved to Texas from Ohio, and he has hisglory.me, and it reaches over 25 million people every single week, conservatively. The pastors of this nation, I'm very critical, a lot of the mainline churches not exposing the New World Order, but I got to say more and more they are, but this guy's hardcore. But even mainline big mega churches I've gone to, I went to church a lot with Jesse James here at some of the big churches and some of the others, and I go in now to those churches I went to years ago, and they weren't talking about these issues. They're talking about the Great Reset and the Antichrist and the cashless society and all of it now. So it seems to me there's a revival, not just a Christ in the Bible, but what the Revelations warns us of, and people really get this. So, Pastor Dave Scarlett, really appreciate you being here with us today. I want to invite you back anytime. I know you coast a lot with General Flynn. We love him. We appreciate him. You went and stayed in a tent, I guess, down on the border, shot some incredible footage. Wherever you want to go with us, you've got some amazing B-roll, but just, you're a smart guy. What is your view on the state of the world, the state of the fight against evil? It seems to me there is breakthroughs with criminal investigations and the shots and people waking up on so many fronts, but the devil's just pulling all the stops. If you were, say, you know, Madden, a football commentator here at the Super Bowl, how would you describe the current place we're at?
I would say it's fourth down and one from the one, and there's no one second on the clock. There's no time left. We need to be all in to get this country back in the name of Jesus Christ and get the name this Eagle Nation back. We're on the precipice of losing it for good, and that's why we have to be all in and take action.
God, family, country.
Absolutely.
You've got the floor, because I'll talk forever. I've been on your show, amazing things you do. What are the most important issues for you right now?
Well, it's getting people to realize how important these times are. And I tell people today, this is the greatest time in the history of the world to be alive, but you have to take action. If you're going to sit back and be on the fence, you're going to be out. If you're in the front line, in the fight, and that's what we need to do to get this country back is fight. And we got to stand forward. If you're involved, we're going to make things change. You mentioned earlier that there is breakthroughs coming. And we got to keep our foot on the pedal. We got to keep moving because the church has put us in a situation, as you said, Alex, that the church was asleep at the wheel. There wasn't enough pastors behind the pulpits telling the truth. They conformed to the government, and that's the situation we're in today. They weren't going to tell the truth. The Lord had to use me as a Marine and come from the corporate world to be a pastor. But whatever it takes, we're going to do it for his purpose and his glory. And people are waking up. We go to these reawaken events and thousands of people come. Millions come in. We have patriots coming in and accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We have Christians coming in that don't know how to be patriots, are learning the Constitution, waking up to say, what can I do to take action? You mentioned General Flynn. That's what he says every day. What are you going to do to take action?
And that's a big leftist lie. This wasn't a Christian nation. We allowed freedom of religion on the First Amendment, but it was undoubtedly founded on Christian values.
Absolutely. Judeo-Christian values. That's what the U.S. Constitution is. And that was the original pastors were called the Black Robe Regiment. They had a musket in one hand and the Bible in the other. And we've lost that, and it's time to get that back, or we will not have a country.
So do you agree with me, because you're more immersed in the clergy and the church than I am 100 times, that I'm seeing finally some awakening in the church?
Yes.
Because I go to random churches all the time. I mean, I'm the type of guy that doesn't go to one, the same one all the time. I go to church sometimes twice a week, usually once a week. And I just go to friends' churches, and I'm just seeing big awakening.
Absolutely. We see a remnant church standing up right now, and you see a conforming church. You know, the last 2.5 years have been really tough for people, but we're seeing a separation. God is using this time to separate the fake from the truth of his pulpit. And those churches that are standing up for truth are growing, and they don't care about, their tax status. They don't care about the money coming in. They care about truth, and that is the Bible in this country.
Well, here's a microcosm. My mother was raised Southern Baptist by her dad, but her mom, we've been here in Texas forever, had been, you know, her family gone to the First Methodist Church in downtown Austin since, you know, her grandmother did. So they would go a few times a year to that. And my mom was a member, gave them money, but they went full communist with literal drag queen story time. She got out of the church before that happened, but she literally cried about it. And so she was really dejected. And I said, Mom, go to some other churches and see what you like. She went to a big, huge church in Round Rock where they had 5,000 inside, 5,000 or so outside with jumbotrons. And the preacher was talking about the New World Order and the Mark of the Beast and the globalists. You need to get back to the land and food and that all this is happening. And she was so excited that she went to a big church in Round Rock. I haven't been there yet. And it was like an hour and a half fire and brimstone preaching. She loved it. So again, a lot of churches aren't churches anymore. They're leftist outposts, but others are reawakening.
Well, you have 20% of churches today that take a biblical worldview. That's it. 20%. I mean, 80% are falling into conforming. If you don't take a biblical worldview, how can you trust the Bible?
Let me explain. The First Methodist Church of Austin has drag queen story time for kids at Sunday school.
And people think that's okay.
Literal, a pedophilic movement in a so-called church. They captured it. That is so evil. Think about the folks that paid to build that church 180 years ago, and now it's that.
That's right.
So how do we, what's the moment in history we've reached then? What do we do?
This moment in history is where we have to be the Church of Philadelphia. We have to not deny his name, not deny his word. We have to get in the word. The problems is we see modern day cemeteries, I call them seminaries. 45% of all new pastors in the United States of America do not believe in a literal hell. When you start doing that, the Bible falls apart. We need to start teaching the book of Revelation.
Well, we forget God. Hell is actually here, too.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And I've had so many questions from people that are not even Christians about the book of Revelation in the last 2.5 years. Tell me more about this beast system.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. We have record listeners that say, you led me to Christ, Alex, without even trying, because they see the Bible being fulfilled on this broadcast.
It is, right before our very eyes. Nobody thought it would happen this soon. I mean, 3-4 years ago, you thought, what's this Antichrist fellow that's going to come on the scene? How could he fool the world? Well, welcome to 2023. We're seeing it right before our very eyes.
And a lot of preachers say, well, praise God, don't fight it. Jesus is coming back. I say, praise God, as soon as Jesus comes, that's the better. But at the same time, we're supposed to do something in this time. What are we supposed to do biblically during these end times?
This is what the Lord tells us to do in Mark 16:15. Preach the gospel from east to west to north to south to every creature. Didn't say stand back and politely clap and go to Sunday school and then leave. We have to take action and take his word to the world, into the tough places, whether it's the border, whether it's Iran.
Because the people are ready now.
They're ready. They're ready for revival. We're in a spirit of revival like this country's never seen since back to the...
What is your spirit? What does the Holy Spirit tell you is about to happen?
We're going to have the greatest revival. Well, several things. It's going to get darker. There's going to be much more exposure coming. There's going to be judgment coming, and we're going to see a revival like the world has never seen.
And God's allowing that to force us to make the choice.
Exactly. What's most important in our lives? Is it God, or is it the world that we've been conformed to, have been channeled, programmed by the fake news and all the other?
And people that keep serving evil, and I'm not perfect, but I certainly choose God, they need to know it's a trap. The more you give in to the devil, the more he's going to demand.
That's right. That's right. Not only demand... As long as you're off on the side, if you're asleep, that's what he wants. That's the problem right now we have in the United States and the world. We're indifferent. That's the Church of Labor.
That's the screw tape letters.
Yeah, indifferent. You're indifferent. Indifferent is the worst thing you could possibly be in life. You either all in or you're all out.
Well, Christ said that. You're lukewarm. I spit you out of my mouth.
To the Church of Laodicea. That's the church age we're in today.
Correct me if I'm wrong. God is, Son of God is saying, you're worse than evil to sit on the fence.
Exactly.
Well, wow. Explain that to me.
The reason is because at least when you know evil is evil and evil calls evil, you know they're evil. The worst is that the person that sits on the fence goes both ways. They're going to, you know, I'll get here when you get here. I'll read the Bible if it fits my needs. You're lukewarm. You're not in. You've got to be all in. And the ones, obviously, he wants are the ones that are all in for him.
Because there's nothing more frustrating than somebody that keeps jerking you around.
Exactly. Nothing more frustrating than somebody that's indifferent about anything in life. Take a stand. Take action.
At least the enemy's all in for Satan.
That's right. Satan, you know his plan. It's to destroy man. That's the fall.
And boy, isn't that all illustrated now? The globalists rule the earth, but they want to destroy it.
Yep.
Why is that?
Because they have their marching orders from Satan, the 13 bloodlines. It all comes back to the Garden of Eden.
But Satan knows he's a loser. Why is he doing it? Let's talk about that when we come back and what you saw on the border. Pastor Dave Scarlett, I'm so glad that you're here in town. HisGlory.me, folks, powerful TV program, some of the most hardcore stuff out there. I'm so blessed you're here. Anytime I want to use the studio, anytime you want to come down here, we'd love to have you.
I love it.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to cover some of what Dave Scarlett saw on the border, but he's going to be on during the first hour of the War Room today, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Pastor, continuing, preach for us, because I'll interrupt a lot. I mean, just and what you saw at the border, just everything that's happening, Congress, your view on the world right now.
Yeah, we're at a tipping point. As General Flynn has many times said, our feet are over the edge as a nation. The whole world is looking to the United States of America for help. But our help doesn't come from a pope or a pastor or a prophet. It comes from the living Christ and our Lord and Savior. And that's what we need to do. We got to get on our knees because this is a moment in time. I was down at the border, at the Texas border, and I was just with Sheriff Lamb and Sheriff Daniels in Arizona. So I saw firsthand what we're doing, what they're doing. I saw one of your segments earlier about the fentanyl, how it's killing people. The terrorists coming across, that's what they call getaways. 8 out of 10 people are getaways. They're parts of...
A country is not a country that doesn't have a border.
No border. When I asked the question to people coming that were on the other side of the border, there's like 500 coming in 1 hour in Arizona. I said, would you have come here under President Trump? And they said, absolutely not. I said, why are you coming, Joe Biden? Because he's told us open borders.
He told them come. He immediately surged the border.
And they did. And they did. And they have soft.
And this is dangerous journalism you're doing. I've been down there a bunch, too. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. We were scouted out by the cartel. They know exactly who we are. And they threatened us many, many times. And had to wear bulletproof vests when we go down there. And got a chance to ride with the sheriffs and see exactly what they have to
do. So you're doing more dangerous stuff as a pastor than you do as a Marine.
Yeah. I have had 3 attempts on my life as a pastor. And I've never had an attempt on my life as a Marine.
Well, continue, Pastor.
It's we're in a war. It's a spiritual war, but it's also a physical war. It's the largest PSYOP, war we've ever seen, fifth generation, as General Flynn likes to refer to it. And we have to be all in, or there's going to be no nation left. But the exciting thing is that God is not done with this eagle nation. As long as we, the remnant, are going to stand up and take action, glorious things are going to happen. We talk about tent revival. We're going to start doing tent revivals. We've already started. They're going to be in every single state, all 50 states. And then we're going to take it to the world.
And you're starting in East Texas. That's a great place.
Yeah, our new location in Texas. There's nothing like Texas. I love to be in Texas.
What made you come to Texas?
The people. Texas, you see the world coming. I asked one of the sheriffs when I was in Arizona. I said, are we in a civil war? Are we going to go to a civil war was my question. He said, we're already in a civil war. It's just civil right now.
Well, that's why they're attacking our police. The police aren't perfect. They got a hard job. There's some bad ones. But statistically, they're so dedicated. They're so hardworking. And that's why they put in all these Soros DAs to persecute and prosecute them when they do their job. It's we got to really stand with our police.
We do. We do. I was with them for 4 or 5 days, riding with them, see what they have to go through every day, see the threats of the cartel, see the dangers of fentanyl.
Oh, law enforcement on the border is the most irrelevant. It's hellish.
It is. Rifles pointed at them, red scopes pointed at them. They know who they are.
And they get killed all the time, and it's not even a blip in the news.
Not a blip. But they keep doing it because they love what they're doing, and they love this country. We don't have enough of them, and we don't support them enough.
And I know they thank independent journalists when we go down there.
They do.
We met with the Border Patrol a year ago, and they told us the same number. They said, look, it's 10 million coming in a year under Biden. This was last year. They said 8 out of 10 get away. They we don't even catch them.
And those are the bad ones because they don't.
And the ones they catch, they're ordered to release.
Yeah, you can't make it up.
What else did you witness on the border? And how do people go watch these amazing videos? We're showing some of our TV viewers, but for radio listeners who aren't seeing this, how do people go watch the incredible footage you gave us?
We have.
This is some of the most incredible footage I've seen.
Yeah, we have more coming. There's going to be a documentary that comes out to HisGlory.tv in March timeframe. Some of it is already out on HisGlory.tv.
Tell us about you've already made documentaries. Tell us about the past documentaries and the new one in production.
We have the Texas border that we did, a Texas trip to the border. We have the Arizona border trip that will be coming out. We did a documentary with Mickey Willis with Israel. We went to Israel for 10 days with them. That's coming out. Capital Punishment, we helped. We got a lot of pushback for getting the movie January 6th, Capital Punishment, with Nick Searcy and Chris Burgard. You can get that at HisGlory.tv. Probably the most censored movie ever because they lied to us about January 6th, and the truth is coming out.
They're suppressing the 14th. Did you see Ray Epps confess to the committee, and they held it for almost a year, that he helped, quote, orchestrate the break-in?
Yep.
He said, I orchestrated it.
He did. His own words.
And I said, that's okay. But our own Owen Schroyer didn't go in, was with me, tried to keep people out. He was indicted, facing a year in jail right now.
What they're doing.
You're on his show in over an hour.
Yeah. This is the United States of America. You wouldn't think this would happen in the United States of
America. Well, it's clown world.
It is.
Did you see how the University of Southern California banned the word field? Oh, because blacks were slaves in fields. Well, blacks were slaves on ships. Do we ban ships? I mean, what is that about?
Well, that's even going into our military. You know, I'm a Marine, and now they want to use pronouns in the Marines.
What, G and R?
No, his or no, boy and girl, and not, it's just, you know, I deal with a lot of former generals. They're up in arms about what's happening to our military, and we need to fight back.
It's the purposeful destruction of it.
It is a purposeful. And that's exactly what General Boykin said. I asked him the question, how did this happen? He said it was Obama. Obama getting rid of all the right generals and putting in his...
Well, they admit this is the third administration of Obama.
Exactly. General McInerney says that all the time, calls him O'Biden, because it's being run by Obama.
I think we're winning peacefully, and I don't want to call for violence because it'll be spun, it'll be directed wrong. But our founders finally, at a point, did fight back. Is there any point where, not at this point, we're not calling for it, but if there's enough attacks, enough things like 1776, at what point do we defend ourselves? When they're taking us to FEMA camps, forcibly injecting us?
Yeah, well, there's going to have to be a point. You mentioned it. You know, our forefathers had to fight. The Black Robe Regiment had a Bible in one hand, a musket in the other.
And they were Christians. And the whole Old Testament, much of the New, Christ said, sell your cloak by a sword. That was the time for sacrifice. That was the time for him to do what he did. But I'm not calling for violence, folks, because we're not directing it. And it would help the enemy at this point. But they're taking us to FEMA camps. They're forcibly injecting us. They're making us take the mark of the beast. Do Christians in the tribulation physically fight back?
Yes, they will. They will. I was in Israel 2 months ago, and one of the most high-ranking Israeli generals gave me a gift. And in that gift was a book with all the 6 million Jewish people that were killed in the Holocaust because nobody stood up. They thought it wasn't going to happen. Somebody else is going to take care of the problem. Well, there's only one person that's going to take care of the problem. That's our Lord and Savior. But he wants us to get off the fence and take action for his name's sake.
So we better work hard peacefully now so we don't have to do it physically.
Exactly right.
I know God, everything's preordained. God gives us free will, but God knows the outcome. You know, that's that whole paradox, but you see it. But isn't it almost like choose your adventure? God has a plan. We follow God's plan. Everything's great. We don't. We become enslaved. And there's different deviations of that. God works through us with free will, doesn't God?
He does. He does. He
so
does.
We're kind of choosing what version of the of Armageddon we get.
That's right.
Explain that to me.
Yeah, there's a choice. God gives us free will. He wants us to choose us. And the precept is his word. If you follow his word, things will never go perfect for you. You'll be attacked, but he's there with you. You've got that shalom. You've got that peace. But when you go off his word, there's repercussions of that word. Getting away from his word. The indifference is where the problem's at.
This is the most important question. Stay there, Pastor. We're going to come back because this is what it's all about. That peace, that quiet place the Most High King David talked about. How do we reach that? Because I reach that only every once in a while. I have the most powerful thoughts when I can get there. How do we get there all the time? Stay there. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Pastor Dave Scarlett's here. He'll be on in the first hour of the War Room today with the great Owen Schroyer. Pastor, we're getting to a key point about King David talking about that quiet place of the Most High, or that third heaven.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got earth, we got the heavens, and the third heavens in an interdimensional, you know, universe of God that so many people have never even experienced. I've only experienced it a few times. It's total commitment, total completion. You're with God beyond just the Holy Spirit convicting you, but you're interfacing with God, and just there's a total peace or shalom you talked about. How do we spend more time in that place?
The shalom is the Hebrew word for peace. That is a total peace that can only come from God. And the way you do that is you got to immerse yourself in the Word. And once we're in the Word, meditate on His Word. Listen for His still voice. We just get in. Sometimes we get in the Word. Sometimes we meditate. But we don't listen for Him to talk back to us. We're off too fast. We get into that meditation and we're just in tune to the Spirit of the Lord. He will touch us. And you get those moments in time, like I just felt right now, where His Spirit is here. And He's with you.
I feel it right now.
I feel it right now. Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
Yep. He's here.
And then why does the enemy hate that so much? Why do they hate the name of Jesus?
Because it's the power of Almighty God. That's why we want to have the Comforter.
And we're transceivers. We're bringing that in. It's free will. Because Satan forces his energy, but God only comes knocking, but we've got to open the door.
Got to open the door. He is the door.
So how often are you able to get in the Quiet Place the Most High?
Not enough. That's why I came to Texas, so I can get away. And the most joyful times I have personally is when I'm out on a gator or on a tractor out in the wilderness.
And you just zone out.
I zone out and soak in his glory. That's where we got to reach him. We get so caught up. Satan wants us to be, you know.
You ever just stop the tractor and just go, oh, I mean, it's like.
Every time I just start bawling and crying and just feeling his presence. And we talk about drugs and addiction. There's no drug.
There's no drug. What is that when the Holy Spirit floods you so strong you start crying? My wife sometimes, I'll just be sitting there and start crying. She goes, what's going on? I feel God. I just, it's like.
It's amazing. There's no.
And the closer you get to the truth, the more you're pushed into that. It's like you're just like, right now I feel it.
Yeah, can you imagine what heaven's going to be like when you can feel that Shekinah glory all the time? We get moments of that, and we can get that as much as we want if we get in tune to His Spirit. But we don't slow down and get.
So why does our body physiologically cry when we're in the presence of God?
Because He sees the condition of our heart. Your heart is open. You know who He is, and you love Him. It's not about a religion. It's about a love relationship in the heart. And that's what you mentioned, King David. That's why he's the apple of God's eye. Beloved is because he saw David's heart, and David's heart loved him.
And then the opposite of that is the Satanist black heart.
Exactly. It's black and white. That's why you can't be indifferent and be on the fence. You're either all in or you're all out. Indifferent is not what we need. We have to be all in.
My issue is when I get in the Quiet Place of the Most High, I just want to be with God, and I just, I don't even feel sorry for the enemy. I just can't even believe they're doing it. I'm just like, I'm like, what? Why would you not want this? There's nothing better. Yeah. Why would you not want eternal peace and total completion? I don't understand how you wouldn't want this right now.
It's
you feel it right now.
I feel it. Oh yeah.
Why would you not want that?
He's here.
What's wrong with them?
They've been channeled by Satan. Satan does not want man to have a relationship with God. Once he was thrown out of heaven, that's when the war started.
And it's the media and the culture and things that trick us out of that level. You feel yourself shift out of it. I catch it all the whole time, like literally being, I'll destroy that person. And I'm having these evil thoughts. Whoa.
That's why we have to have a shalom and his peace. Through that peace, he wins, but we have to participate with him. And when you participate, there's no better joy in the world than riding the train with his glory.
And the incredible thing is it isn't just that feeling of completion and peace. You're given discernment. Now everything's clear.
Absolutely. You supernaturally know things that you could never know.
What's happening? I mean, we know we're electrochemical. We're receivers, transceivers. We worship. That's transmitting. We receive. That's the Holy Spirit. What is that?
That is his love shining down in us and through us. And the key word you just said, Alex, is worship. We do a lot of time praying to the Lord, but we don't worship him and just stop and say, thank you, Lord, for everything you've given me. And praise.
Explain why that's so important and why God wants that. That's opening the channel.
It's opening the channel for him. It's opening your heart to his heart, and the worship just comes flooding out. He's intense again right now just by talking about it. It's worship. Worship him.
Because God doesn't force free will. God's waiting, but only when the channel opens.
Right, when we take action. We have to.
And I found getting around real believers like you, that's why they don't want us in a church, that magnifies it.
It does. Can you imagine if you get millions of people in this remnant, just like this, with the Spirit of the Lord going? Nothing can stop us. That's why Satan is so afraid of the remnant.
Well, that's why the first thing they said is the porn shops and liquor stores and Walmart's open and Target's open, but churches are closed because that is just those real churches that are out there is so powerful.
They know the power of the Lord, and that's the first thing they try to target. And what did the church do? Shut down. It's time for the church to rise, the true church, the church of Christ.
So what is a spiritual exercise for people that have never experienced the Holy Spirit? Lead us in prayer in the few minutes we have left here, or a short sermon about it. How do people that have never experienced this next level, how do they open the channel to God?
What you need to do is a lot of people think that there's this advanced formula because we've been taught in religion it's this complex. I even heard one pastor say Christianity is a thinking man's religion. That's the furthest thing from the truth. It's a love relationship, and you talk to him like a loving father.
The bride and groom.
You love him. And you don't need to have a fancy prayer to him. He knows your heart. He knows what you're going to ask before you ask it. But ask him. Just say, Lord, come down into me. Show me your kingdom glory. Walk in my ways. Show me the path. Give me wisdom and discernment. And then just listen and meditate on him and let him talk back to you. And you feel the spirit of the Lord. And you've got to keep exercising it. It's like a muscle. The more we get into that with him, the more he gets into us. And it grows and grows and grows. And when you have it, you don't want to quit. And that gives us the perseverance, too. When we're in a battle, we're not going to quit because we know he's already won.
Well, I'm under a lot of stress and enemy attack. I've learned to just turn loose and say, God, I can't do it. I need you to help me. And it's like instant, like, and all these answers come. It's just it's like you're jacking into eternity, into God.
Yep. You hit the nail on the head. You said, we as individuals can't do it, but he can. And we need to ask him to come in and direct our paths. And as soon as we do that, supernatural, he's going to open up ways that
we got a minute and a half left. He'll be on the first hour of the war room. Lead us in a 1 minute prayer about how you lead God. My dad always said prayers that are held about God, please. We know we're failed and flawed. We love Jesus, your son. Lead God and direct us. Come into us. I mean, what would you say to people?
I say anybody out there that hasn't accepted the Lord and their Savior, Jesus Christ, or think they have. There are many people in our church today that they think they're saved, but they're not because you don't have that personal relationship with them. You just ask them very simple, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart. I'm a sinner. I've fallen short of the glory of God, and I can't do it on my own. I need you. I need you in me. I need you to guide me. I need you to give me the blueprint because your word is the blueprint. Help me keep that shalom and that peace and that focus on you and not the world. Don't let Satan make me go to the left or go to the right. I stay straight on you. And we ask anybody that's prayed that in Jesus' name, if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. Satan's favorite day of the week is tomorrow because tomorrow's never given. Jesus, come into my heart. I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. And I want you to be the commander in chief in my life. If you prayed that and you meant that in your heart, you just entered into eternal life with him. Now the walk begins. Now you need to take action, get in his word, and ask the Holy Spirit to come down as the comforter in you.
And I want listeners to know who have not understood this and had a fake religion or corrupt priest or whatever. This is so real, folks. God's waiting. God knows the problems, but God's a free will God. He gave you free will. You got to say, help me. I need you. I love you. Come into me. Show me. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. There's no doubt about it. He just wants us, our hand. He'll grab our hand, and then you get the show.
Pastor, thank you so much. We love you. You're on the War Room, the first hour coming up. We've got special guests coming up. A big report and promo videos coming up. I'll be on Piers Morgan next hour. There should be fireworks from that. We'll be covering tomorrow on the show as well. God bless you all. Pastor, thank you so much. Dave Scarlett, people should check it out at His Glory TV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The mega
cities of the future, Austin being one of them, will be the control grids that take over all the countryside and rural areas and will be used to train people to live in a high-tech technocracy that makes the current communist Chinese social credit score look tame in comparison. That's why in this revolution, we've got to not just have the information, we've not just got to keep our immune systems up, we've got to warn others about the New World Order, and all of us need to work with friends and family to get pieces of rural property and get back to the land, even if it's only part-time, to learn how to become self-sufficient. Because in the future, you're going to watch those under the control of the globalists and the social credit score. You're going to watch those who are caught in the trap of the universal basic income, being forced to take injections, being forced to be sterilized, being forced in many cases to even be part of government-sponsored euthanasia. Canada is the model. This is a control grid. This is a vice they're putting us in. Everybody should go online and find my film. It's free. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 2007, with all their documents predicting what would be here by the year 2023. And it's already here because it's their battle plan. It's their program.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack, with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities. Travel is highly restricted. Superhighways connect the megacities and keep the population from entering into unauthorized zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal.
The bad news is these people mean business and are mass murdering mad scientists. The good news is we have their blueprint, we have the Death Star plans, and we know how to bring them down. That city is a UN-controlled stronghold. That is a test grid for the systems they're putting in. Not just the 5G, but the surveillance, the tracker chips of all the cars, the kill switches, the robots, the drones, all of it is being admitted. The globalists are taking control of the evolutionary process of humanity. They're playing God and treating us like Benjamin Netanyahu said a month ago on Jordan Peterson's show as lab rats. He said the entire Israeli population are lab rats, not just for their COVID injections, but for future tests of mRNA.
So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer. And that's how we did it. We got it out and we gave the information to the world, not only been published in medical magazines and so on. I intend to bring on that base, database of medical, personal medical records for entire population, a genetic database, genomes, okay? Now let pharma companies, let medical companies, let them run algorithms on this database, okay? But you can create a biotechnological industry that is unheard of right now. Unheard of. Unimagined even.
Think about that. That's what Israel's become. That's what Singapore's become. That's what the UK's become. That's what Germany's become. That's what China is the model of, ladies and gentlemen. And we have to come together and realize this and not let them continue to push humanity over the edge of the cliff. InfoWars is the very front line of this fight, the very tip of the spear. And I salute and thank you for your past support. But now more than ever, realize we need your support and your word of mouth. The public is ready to hear the truth. We've won major battles, but the war has not been won yet. Please spread the word about the broadcast and go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products today that boost your immune system and empower your life while also keeping InfoWars on the air, a true 360 win. Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the InfoWar. And when you realize that Van.Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Van.Video. Millions of people a day visiting Van.Video. But you
can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now, because humanity and the children are counting on you. Humanity is in a very dangerous position right now. Powerful corporations using military-grade psychological warfare programs are rolling out a biomedical tyranny worldwide. A world ID, a cashless society, a social credit score, a universal basic income, where every facet of your life is tracked, surveilled, and controlled. If you think the censorship and surveillance you've seen so far by the deep state and big tech was bad, that is just the opening salvo of their attack. Humanity and all of our hard-fought liberties and freedoms and all of our safeguards are literally on the edge of a cliff. But without InfoWars on the air, the general public is not going to be aware of the enemy operations. We didn't just tell you about this whole poison shot rollout first 3 years ago on record. We're also telling you what's coming next. We track the enemy. They're preparing new bioweapon releases and new poison mRNA Frankenshots. Ladies and gentlemen, my family, your family, is at the edge of a cliff. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the UN, the WHO is literally pushing us over into that cashless society hell grid, into that biomedical tyranny that will be even worse than what you see in communist China, that is the current main laboratory of this control. We have to first recognize there is a cliff. We have to recognize that millions of people have been forced into these deadly shots and pushed over the cliff and died. Tens of millions more are sick and dying from these poison shots. Every one of you watching knows someone who took the shot and died or who became deathly ill. And their own documents show they know this is deadly. And what do? They push and push and push and say, well, it's up to you, but we'll take your rights and freedoms away if you don't take it. Stand up to the tyrants who think they own your body, but they own my body. And spread the word and share the articles, the videos, like your life depends on it, from InfoWars.com, because it does. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated, because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that we've covered.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.